In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Every time we have one of these conventions, it's like God chooses the scriptures for us. We've been speaking about identity and what it is that makes us us. And there are many aspects to who we are. Our upbringing, our community, our schooling, our families, our friends, our societies, so much goes together to bring forth a human being with character. And being those human beings is really important for us and for the world. It's important because the world is made up of individuals. You know, we see the horrible things that happen, and we see the good things that happen. And while we can blame the world, and we can blame lots of aspects, it actually comes down to individuals. Who does what, where, and how? And so, if we want to be good and faithful members of whatever we're members of, our families, our church, our communities, our societies, our world, we need to be good people. And we need to be fixed in an identity that is built on clarity. Today's gospel shows us that. In the last few words of today's gospel, when our Lord is sitting teaching and people come to him and they say, "Your mother and your brothers are outside," he looks around and he says quite clearly, he looks around him and he says, "Those who do the will of God, those here, those around me, my mother, my sisters, and my brothers." So what binds us together as individuals is how we see ourselves and how we live as individuals. Are we those who do the will of God? We say we are a family, whether you're speaking about a parish, a community, the Coptic Orthodox Church, or indeed the Christian Church as a whole. We say that we're the body of Christ. We say that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. But is that the way we live? A, are we good brothers and sisters in Christ? And B, do we live in a way that allows us to help and strengthen and edify one another? If I were to look around me today, who would I call my sisters and my brothers? And I want each and every one of us here to ask ourselves that question. Who do we feel closest to, and why? Our Lord was quite clear. He who does the will of God is my mother, my sister, and my brother. His designation of what made him close to people was those who do the will of God. Now, what about you and I? What makes us close to people? Is it those who do the will of God? Is it those who achieve academically? Is it those who have a certain career? Is it those who get up to a certain amount of mischief? Is it those who fall on one or other side of the law? Is it those who present a certain picture, who dress a certain way, who live a certain way? We have lots of designations by which we define ourselves and define others. And in defining others, we also define ourselves. Because I'm saying, these are the people around me. They are my sisters and my brothers. They're part of me. and I'm part of them. As we grow, as we develop, as our social networks change, we gain experience. But I think you'd all agree that this is most problematic and most challenging when we're younger. Not only are we trying to find our own feet, but everyone around us is trying to find his or her own feet as well. And so, in making those friendships, we define ourselves and we define them. I'm not saying that by definition, if you are surrounded by people who live in a way that may not be seeking the will of God, is going to make you a bad person. What I am saying is that it defines what you're going to do for a large chunk of your time, and how you're going to think, and how you're going to assess, and how you're going to choose. And I want to comfort those who are younger here, because it happens to all of us. We go through these cycles where I've seen adolescents challenged by this and wanting to define themselves, get closer to people who live a very different lifestyle because they want the excitement and difference. But then, like everything in the world, our life is a cycle. And we get older, and then we get to a point as we're older, maybe we get a little bit bored of life, and we start defining ourselves by certain others as well. I've seen people in their 30s, 40s, 50s change their lifestyles because they just want something different. So this adaptation that we live is an ongoing thing. But where do I find my identity? It's well and good for me to try to work on my own spirituality, to be a good person, to pray, to do good deeds, to have a good relationship with God personally. But that will all become weakened if I am not in the right environment. Because environment is important. If our Lord Himself surrounded Himself with His disciples who were close to Him, with those who followed Him, who were His mother, His sisters, and His brothers, what about us? We'll always say, no, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me at all, I'm fine. But if we go back to the beginning of today's gospel, we realize that it does affect us. Because if we fall within a certain social setting that is very different to us, the minute I live differently, that whole setting is going to collapse. How can I, trying to live a righteous life, live in an unrighteous setting and expect that I'm going to still be the same person as I am? Because our Lord said, any kingdom divided will fall. Whether it's myself who's trying to live two separate lives, or the people I'm with who are one way and I'm the other. We need to live one life with one character, one personality. And what helps us in that setting is to be surrounded by our sisters, our brothers, our mothers, our fathers, those who seek the will of God. Now, I'm not asking you to be a separatist. I'm not asking you to isolate yourselves. I'm not asking you to just deal with Christians. It's not what I'm saying. Because in the world, which was created by God, in this diversity, God doesn't want us to lock ourselves away. But He wants us to deal from a place of knowing who we are. He wants us to deal with everybody, with the whole world. He dealt with the scribes, the Pharisees, the harlots, the tax collectors, the lepers, those who actually persecuted and crucified Him. He dealt with those too. But from a place of knowing where He was. So what's my identity today? What makes me who I am? So I'll go back to my first question. When I ask, who am I? What do I relate to? We have lots of things. You know, we all like to be parts of clubs, whatever those clubs are. Whether it's a certain career, a certain social dynamic, a certain socioeconomic standard, a certain sports team. What makes me who I am? I hope that in the diversity of these things that make us who we are, one element stays very fixed. Those who do the will of God are my mother, my sisters, and my brothers. Seek those who do the will of God. The will of God is your sanctification. The will of God is your holiness. The will of God is that you enter into his kingdom. That's the will of God. So if you're surrounded by people who are doing that as well, then you stand supported. And even if you wobble a little bit, they'll be there. And if they do, you'll be there. This world, this life, was never ever intended to be lived alone. That's why God created the family. That's why God gave us his church as his body. That's why we have each other. But we need to hold on to each other in the right way, for the right reason, at the right time, and for the right purpose, which is to live united in and with him today, and to be with him united in the life to come. And glory be to God forever. Amen.